Today, of course, marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas. Throughout this month, there have been interviews, reports, and commemorations regarding one of the darkest days in American history. 50 years ago, the rest of the world took notice, too. The BBC devoted hours of special coverage to the assassination, but on the day after, which would have been nighttime in Britain, the BBC switched away from its special coverage to air the premiere of a new program called Doctor Who. Nearly 800 episodes and 11 different actors later, the show is something of a British treasure. Tomorrow, at precisely 50 years to the second that the first Doctor Who episode premiered, groups will be gathered around the globe to watch the new season of the program premiere. One of those parties will be at 28 Springs in downtown Siloam Springs. The event begins Saturday morning at 11 and will include British pub food and drinks, some games, a trivia contest, and more. Sean Hunt of Siloam Springs will be attending.
I am what you call a Whovian.
A Whovian?
Yes. It definitely has its own name.
What?
You're not a Doctor Who fan. You're a Whovian.
What led to you becoming a Whovian?
I don't know. I guess when I was a kid, I watched reruns of the fourth Doctor. I think he's one of the best ones. And I just fell in love with the sci-fi and the cheesiness and the dedication of the set designers with having, you know, no budget and all creativity. That's what I like the best about it.
What now, for the uninitiated, those of us who maybe have only seen a couple of episodes or people who haven't seen any, you mentioned the cheesiness. I mean, this has not been a show, at least for much of its run, that has been known for high production values, right?
Right.
But it's
more the quality of the relationship between the actors.
There aren't many shows, if any, that have had the main character rotate as often. How does that work?
He actually, what they call regenerates. So he can only live so long, and then when he dies, he regenerates. I think it was a brilliant stroke of brilliance on the director's part. Because when the ratings get low with the Doctor, you just swap him out.
That does work, and that's why it's been on for 50 years.
I'm pretty sure that's how it came about. I couldn't swear to that, but...
Now, the Doctor time travels, correct?
Correct.
And how does he do that?
In the TARDIS.
And what is the TARDIS?
It's a police box. It's a British police box, a big blue kind of phone booth-looking thing. You really haven't ever watched it, have you?
No, I haven't. I mean,
you should.
The arch enemies are Daleks. Daleks, and they're these little robot-looking things, correct?
They're quite big, actually.
Oh.
And if you should at least Google one to appreciate it. The initial one was basically an inverted trash can with all kinds of scrap glued to it that, you know, to make it look sinister. And I'm pretty sure initially it was a toilet plunger for a nose.
There's ingenuity at work here.
Yeah. And I think that's when I started watching it, was when the Daleks first came out. And, of course, I was watching reruns by then, but I was just amazed. You know, you could recognize that it was pieces and parts of the warehouse that they'd found to film in, and it was just, and they made it move, and they gave it a funny voice with a microphone. And
well, I guess happy 50th anniversary, and thank you for your time.
So are you going to come?
I don't know if I'd be allowed. I mean, I'd be walking in so uninitiated.
Oh, that's okay. It would be a great initiation. I'll buy you a beer. They'll have all the British pub fare and special beers that Casey's imported. It'll be pretty fun.
Sean Hunt talked to me from her business, Innuendo's Design Shop in Siloam Springs. She'll be at the 50th celebration of Doctor Who at the 28 Springs Bar and Restaurant in downtown Siloam Springs tomorrow. The event begins at 11 a.m. and has a $5 cover charge attached.